Well, Brandon, I mean, this was a total team effort tonight, and I mean, you guys were able to get to Flaherty in a way that you couldn't in game one. Was there any sort of adjustment that you guys made tonight?
I think we were just a little bit sharper. We came off of 3 days of rest in the first game, and so I think we were a little bit sharper, and we kind of won that battle of staying off the edges of the zone. And he's obviously a great pitcher, and we were just able to kind of capitalize on some of the pitches that he brought into the zone, and just do a better job of that this time around.
It's kind of unheard of in this day and age for a team not to strike out in a game. You guys didn't strike out
really?
At all.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, that is. That's unheard of. That's pretty dang cool. I didn't know that, but again, just a testament to these guys and the plans and the work that was put in, and we were doing a good job of putting the ball in play, and good things happen when you do that.
Petey gets out of the jam in the first. Yeah. Pete comes up, hits the three-run shot in the bottom half. At that point, did it just feel like you guys could loosen up a little bit?
Yeah, 100%. I think that was huge for them to not score there, and Petey to really step up. And then, like you said, Pete to put the exclamation point on the inning by hitting the three-run homer. That was a huge part in the game, a huge momentum shift. And the playoffs and these series are all about momentum. And so, I think that was a huge momentum shift in our favor there.
Brandon, thanks for your time. Congrats on the win. Happy flight.
Yeah, happy flight. Let's go Mets.